Vatican to field a football team in the Religious World Cup. Stay tuned for UnNews Sports. April 2010, Vatican City. Vatican FC have confirmed that they will be participating in the Religious World Cup in Armageddon, Israel this year. Speaking in a confession box, Father Sean Hannity said the Vatican had been preparing for this moment since at least 33 AD and had been training extra hard recently. The father whispered, quote, "We're very good at crosses. My priests are also good at winging it with a prayer and passing the buck in the middle of the field. And when we need to play dirty, our team captain, Father Bruce, will excommunicate the referee to change his decision. This no-nonsense approach to other teams, after all, we are the one true team, has helped the spirit of my lads. We beat the Mormons in the group stages, and we washed the floor with the Southern Baptists as well. They were good at saving, but Father Xavier's fantastic Hail Mary pass put paid to the United Reformed Church's team, too," unquote. This is the first time the Vatican have decided to play in the Religious World Cup. Hitherto, their team, nicknamed the Holy Cassocks, have not participated in sporting competitions organized by the World Council of Churches on the grounds that only the Pope could pick their team. This has been against the rule since 1529 after a particularly hard match in Worms, Germany. There, the team representing the Catholic Church managed to disqualify all other teams taking part on the grounds of heresy. They burned a few Protestants who had been slow to leave the city. In this year's World Cup, other teams so far confirmed to be taking part are the FC Constantinople, representing the Greek Orthodox Church, Canterbury All-Stars for the Anglicans, and the famous Geneva Bible Thumpers for the Calvinists. Others expected are the much-fancied Ruthless Lutherans and the Moonies from South Korea. A team from the Amish community in the United States are currently en route by a horse and cart. They hope to get to the tournament before it starts. Israel, who are hosting the religious sporting event, declined to field a host team. They have promised to clear up the mines near the football pitch, which is located very near to the border with the Palestinian Authority. According to Maine Sporting Authority on this tournament, the Bible, this clash of Christian religious sporting traditions will bring about the end of the world, unless it goes to penalties, in which case Team Soccer Satan will be declared the winners. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.